December 8th, Joseph in his coat. God has a good plan for me. Verse of the day. You planned to harm me, but God planned it for good. He planned to do what is now being done. He wanted to save many lives. Genesis 50, verse 20. The story. Joseph came from a big family. He had 11 brothers. Jacob was Joseph's dad, and he loved him very much. Out of all his brothers, Joseph was his dad's favorite, and he was not afraid to show it. One day his dad got him a beautiful coat made out of many different colors. This made the other brothers very jealous. To make things even worse, Joseph kept having dreams that he would tell his brothers about. He would dream that all his brothers were bowing down to him. This made his brothers hate him. One day, when his brothers were out in the fields, Joseph was sent to check on them. When they saw Joseph coming, they came up with a plan to get rid of him forever. They took his coat and threw Joseph into a pit and later sold him to slave traders on their way to Egypt. I think Joseph probably felt scared because strangers were taking him far away from his family to a foreign land, but he trusted God anyway. Joseph worked hard as a slave. Even though he did nothing wrong, he was thrown in jail for something he did not do. He could have chosen to be really angry with God and not trust him anymore. But Joseph trusted God anyway, even though he could not see what God was doing. One night the Pharaoh had a dream about skinny cows eating up fat cows. He did not understand what this dream meant. He heard that Joseph could interpret dreams and pulled him out of jail to have him explain the meaning of his dream. Joseph told him that there would be 7 years with plenty of food and 7 years with no food. Pharaoh was so glad with Joseph that he put him in charge of collecting food for the kingdom. Meanwhile, Joseph's family was not doing well. They were getting very hungry and running out of food to eat. They heard that in Egypt there was plenty of food, so they went on a trip there to buy some. They went and knelt before Joseph, just like in his dreams. His brothers did not recognize him, but Joseph knew exactly who they were. Joseph told him who he was, and his brothers were very afraid. They had tried to kill Joseph and knew they deserved to be punished. Instead, Joseph trusted God's plan and forgave his brothers. He told them, "What you meant for evil, God has used for good. You meant to kill me, but God used all these bad things to save thousands of lives, and even yours." God had a plan for Joseph and his family. Despite the hard times Joseph went through, God used Joseph and his brothers to carry the promise of a Savior to come. His family came to live with him in Egypt. Many years later, a little baby would descend from the family of one of Joseph's brothers, Judah. This baby would grow up to die for the sake of forgiveness. Jesus would die on a cross so that we could be forgiven. Discussion. Number 1. How would you have felt if you were Joseph and all these bad things kept happening to you? Number 2. How did Joseph respond to God? Number 3. Who was in control while all the bad things were happening to Joseph? And now our prayer. Jesus, help us to trust you even when things seem like they're not going well for us. Help us remember that you are in control and that you love us. Thank you for letting us be a part of your plan. Amen.